Quarterback position for the Houston Texans has been one that has ridden the wave. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been good at times, and he's had some not-so-great moments. And that, of course, is the biggest question going into the bye week. Will Ryan Fitzpatrick be the quarterback when this team flies to Cleveland for November 16th matchup? Ryan Mallett and Tom Savage wait in the wings. But will we see one of those two guys the rest of the season? Ryan Fitzpatrick probably has the most important game of his Texans career and maybe of his full career coming up on Sunday against the Browns. That is, if he is the starter. Is it all Ryan Fitzpatrick? No, the offensive line has contributed to some of those woes. Tight ends really haven't gotten involved in the passing game, but he's really created a bond with DeAndre Hopkins at times and other times with Andre Johnson, and he's gotten great receiving acumen out of the backfield with Arian Foster. It just hasn't all come together for him with a number of things that can go wrong. A number of them have gone wrong. I won't put it all on Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it's clear that everybody in this organization knows that Ryan's got to play better. It's just a matter of, will it be Ryan Fitzpatrick or will it be Ryan Mallett? If it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, we'll see some of the same things. If he can clean it up, then I like the leadership you have. I like the mobility you have in Ryan Fitzpatrick. If they end up moving to Ryan Mallett, you've got a big arm, but you've got a lack of mobility and a lack of experience, and you have no synergy with any of the receivers and running backs out on the field. It's not the greatest place to be, but at least there are options if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't play well or goes down for some unfortunate reason. But we'll all find out November 16th who's going to be the quarterback leading this team through the last seven games of the year. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett, or in an upset, Tom Savage. But we'll find out very soon.